Hello, everybody out in Audio Boo Land. This is George here. I am at Edmonton Expo, which is a convention of a lot of things to do with science fiction, toys, comics. There's a panel of several famous people, and I'm with
Henry Winland,
who has actually built a, would you call that a replica?
Yes, it's a replica.
Replica of R2-D2, which is, I would consider him a famous celebrity, would you?
Yeah, I would.
From Star Wars, in case anybody doesn't know, he was in all the series, including the Clone Wars, him and 3PO both. Probably the steadiest characters. Now, Henry, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
For a very limited time, we will have the Edmonton Expo exclusive batch orders for sale at
okay.
The store.
So, you built this from scratch, or was it, this?
It's actually, I used the R2 Builders Group, and they actually do part runs for certain pieces of the R2 unit. And then you could actually acquire the pieces and put together your own R2-D2.
Wow.
It took about 2 years to build it.
I believe it, yeah, because it's all aluminum. It's about 3 feet tall. You said it was about 150 pounds.
Yep.
And I think those are all fairly solid pieces.
Yep. You can actually build, different members will build different types. You can build them out of wood or fiberglass, depending on what type of R2 you want to build. Some people want it to be more stationary, where it just sits there for looks. Other people want it more robust, where people could touch it and pull on the pieces and do things like that. So you'd want more, something more sturdy, aluminum.
Yeah, and I think that's what this one is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I built it. So the kids and everybody can actually enjoy it.
And he's interactive. He talks every once in a while. That's him right there. And I suspect he moves around as well when you need him to. Or
that's right. Yeah, he's fully remote, can move around. His head will spin around, everything.
So is this your first unit?
No. Yeah, this is my first unit. Hopefully my last one. It was quite the project to take on. It's 2 years to build it.
2 years, yeah, that's quite the undertaking. Yeah.
And I was just acquiring all the pieces, bits and pieces. Then you actually had to assemble it, put it together, all the wiring, sound system, all that stuff built in to actually make it more lifelike.
Yes, I believe that. Did you have any expertise in that area?
I have a background in electronics, so
good.
It just seemed. So I didn't electrocute myself at all during the making of it.
Yeah, well, it's fairly low voltage. You have a car battery in there, which is 12 volts.
Yeah.
So I imagine it all runs off that, or do you have to have certain inverters to drive different things?
No, it's all 12 volt, everything in there. It's a lot of amperage, and that's the part that can hurt you. But yeah, it's all 12 volt, and then I just scale down from there. If any little things need any more power, I have a little distribution board in there that will knock the voltage down to 9 or 5 or whatever I need.
Basically resistors.
Yep.
But, it's quite the monumental accomplishment, and it's probably, did you just do this like in your own garage?
Yeah, I did this in my garage and just built little pieces of it at a time, like put it together, and painted all the pieces, had it powder coated, and so it's nice and white, and I painted it all up so it looked like it had battle damage, and it looks like dirt and all the cracks and everything, so it gives it a little bit more character.
That's the R2 that's actually served then. It's not it's not a static replica of something that's neat on a shelf. This is more authentic when it actually looks like it's seen.
Yeah, all beat up.
You know, that's his personality.
Yep. He's like a mechanic. That's his job.
Yeah. And to be scolded by 3PO.
That's right.
Poor guy.
That's right.
I'm just trying to think now if there's anything else I got. Any plans on making further models? Or
I'll be just building on this one. Like next year I'll probably add in a periscope and some things like that actually pop out of the head and look around.
Oh, yeah. He does have that scene, I think, in Empire Strikes Back where a periscope comes out of him.
Yeah, and also in Return of the Jedi at the beginning. And when he's in the sand dunes, his little periscope pops out.
Well, I think that's I think that's all for now. Thanks very much for showing me the the R2 unit. That's what's the cost in something like that? Like,
they can range anywhere from a couple thousand upward to infinity.
Infinity, I guess, whatever you want to put
whatever in. Whatever you want to throw on it. You can actually get jet rockets that shoot off the sides and stuff. They don't do anything, but they look good.
They probably do.
And they're, you can just keep tacking stuff onto it.
Thanks. Where's the donation go?
Okay, well, that's awesome. You probably had him hauled here and stuff.
Yeah, I have a trailer. Actually drag him around in.
Do you do a lot of exhibits with them?
Just basically Alberta, Edmonton and Calgary.
And that's actually my next question. Is there R2 groups in Edmonton at all? Or?
There it would be all the R2 builders, which there's not a whole bunch in Alberta, but basically if you get online, the R2 builders group, there's probably a couple thousand members in that group.
Wow. And that's online, and probably that's a great source as well for
parts
and stuff.
That's where you would go to the R2 builders website, astromech.net.
Astromech, so MECH.net. Okay.
Yeah. And they would have all the how-tos and how to get started on an R2 unit.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Henry.
No problem.
Let's stop this here.
Oh.
Oh dear.
That'll leave the prison later on.
Yeah. All right, I'm listening to your interviews. You go on www.audioboo.fm.
Audioboo.
Audioboo.
Audioboo is in
Facebook. Oh, okay. Audioboo.
Then look for Wi-Fi George.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be on there.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Uh-oh.
And I'll help you by getting a picture of you with our R2 on there.
Hi, baby.
For you, George. I think that'd be cool.
That'd be great. Well, sorry for the little scuffle. I couldn't find the pause button. It was not making itself obvious. Anyway, question that I just had and I asked Henry was how long the battery lasts. It's a car battery. He says it lasts all day. He's never had it go dead. He said the remote will die before that battery does. I said that R2 talks. I'm presuming those are flash recordings. If I think of it and I'm able, I might ask him how you get those recordings that are R2-D2 talking. Anyway, thank you for listening, and in case I am not able to finish this, we'll talk, or not able to find any other information, we'll call it a boo. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. Okay, we just had some lunch and we're just sitting in this area, but I just wanted to chip in. I don't think we'll be making it back to the R2-D2 exhibit. However, I felt I should point out about the convention that this is the first of its kind in Edmonton. It has, you know, it's a combined thing of a toy and a comic convention. But in addition to combining those two, they've added a bunch of celebrity panels, the likes of which any of you who know Star Trek will recognize Michelle Nichols. They were going to have Adam West, but he had to pull out.
Burt Ward,
I think his name is.
He does Robin.
Robin. And we had the fellow yesterday who did Lando Calrissian in the Star Wars saga, particularly. Billy D. Williams, so just to name a few. Anyway, I think that about wraps it up for now. As I say, I hope you enjoyed the R2-D2 segment. I do consider him a celebrity. Anyway, We will talk to you later. Thanks for listening.